It's time for Around the Ozarks in 5, brought to you by Adventure Cave Tours. Live a day in the life of a real adventurer with Adventure Cave Tours. Springfield Green County Park Board, reminding you to go play. Blue Current, moving you forward since 1929. Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Drain Service. Call Southwest Missouri's best plumber today for a free estimate. Here are your hosts, Ethan and Sarah Foreheads.
Hey, good morning to you. It's Thursday. Glad we arrived at Thursday. I'm sure you are as well. And the days seem to get better and better. The weather was not bad yesterday. It got warm, sunny.
Yes, the sun is so helpful.
I know. Yes, it is.
So helpful.
Yes, it is. So we're getting even better. Every day we're getting a little bit better with the temperatures. So check out Abby Dyer's weather, but we will do the news.
Yes. Well, you called it right here first on the podcast. I'm sure of it. It is official, though, now. Former Missouri State Bears coach Konzo Martin is once again the current head coach. Yep. Ethan said it. Not that he was the first, guys, because he wasn't. But
I predicted this a while ago.
But you did predict it. You sure did. So Martin left the university after 3 years as head to coach to go coach at Tennessee for 3 seasons. Then he was in California for 3 seasons. Then the University of Missouri for 5 seasons. The Bears won their only Missouri Valley Conference regular season championship during his tenure. Mm-hmm. So that was a big deal. And yeah, he was fired at Mizzou 2 years after a losing season. 2 years ago after a losing season, and he's been out of coaching for the last couple years. So this feels like a homecoming, I'm sure, of sorts for him. So he'll make a starting salary of $600,000 a year with cash bonuses based on successes on and off the court.
Yeah, he gets, I mean, if he fills seats, I think the most he'll get is if they average 10,000 people at a game or per game this season or the next season. He gets $75,000 extra dollars, and he gets bonuses for if he's coach of the year, if they win the conference tournament, if the kids get good grades, he gets bonuses for all that sort of thing. So there's a lot of incentive for him to do well.
You know, $600,000 is more than I thought it'd be.
Well, it's more than the last coach
for this school.
I mean,
Missouri State, to me, still does not have the gravitas that Mizzou has, like, not even close, nor does it. I mean, I don't know. When you start thinking Big 12 schools, SEC schools, I don't know. You know why? Well, I'm forever tainted. I love Missouri State as a university, but I remember trying to become a fan when we first moved here, and the student section sat down. What planet are you on? You don't sit down for a college basketball game. And they sat down, and I was offended. I'm like, no wonder they're not winning, because you don't stand up and get in their face and tell them to get the ball. Anyway, sorry. That's all that I'm saying. $600,000, good for him. I think he's a great guy, probably, but it's higher than I thought. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
It's the point. No, you're right. It's higher than the last coach was paid, but he's been, you know, Konzo's been, he's made some money over the years because he did well at Tennessee and at Cal and at Mizzou. So he's done very well. So that was more than I thought too, based on the situation. But all these college coaches get paid a ton of money.
Yeah.
And what's amazing to me, it's like superintendents of schools. They get paid when they leave and don't do well. They still get paid their contract in many instances. And
that's very different than a coach.
Well, I'm not saying it's the same thing, but I'm saying their contracts are similar in that you can be fired and still get paid your contract. I've seen it happen several times.
Yep.
So that's a kind of job I need, so I can get fired and still get paid my whole contract.
Oh, that's funny. No. Yeah. Meanwhile, TV people are paying their agents or whatever, even after they get fired. Didn't that happen to you once?
No. I mean, I got fired, but I didn't pay my agent after I got fired.
You no longer had to pay your agent?
I fired my agent, yeah.
Was that fun for you?
That was terrible.
I mean, the firing part, you're fired.
No, because I was, he was doing just a terrible job.
Yeah.
He wasn't sending out, this is back in the day when we would send out, I believe, VHS tapes, maybe DVDs by that point. with our reel, our stuff, how we look on air, how we sound.
It's a video resume. Video resume.
Basically what it is. So, and I found out that I was in St. Louis, and he was sending out an old tape that didn't even include stuff from St. Louis, which is market 21 in the country. And I found out he was doing that. No wonder I couldn't get a job anywhere. So I fired him, sent out my own tape, and within 3 weeks, I got a job at KY3.
Yep.
The Lord had bigger plans.
Amen. Amen. Preach on, preacher. Okay. All right. Switching gears now to this. We know now when the funeral will be for the Mizzou student from Springfield, Riley Strain. 22-year-old was found in the Cumberland River 2 weeks after he was last seen leaving a bar intoxicated in Nashville, and he was all by himself. Authorities do not think that foul play was involved at all. His funeral will be at 2:00 on Friday at Greenlawn Funeral Home on East Seminole.
Man, it's just...
Can't even fathom that for his
such
parents.
A tragic, yeah. Sad story. Our hearts go out to friends and family because I can't even imagine. City of Springfield is forming a panel of 25 citizens to look at whether the city should ask voters to approve a new 3/4-cent sales tax to pay for the police and fire pension fund. The current tax of the same amount will expire in March of next year. So they're planning ahead for this. The current tax currently raises about $45 million a year to pay for that retirement fund. The Citizens Commission has to give a report to the city council by the end of June. So we'll follow that and let you know what they come up with. The city of Springfield, or the Springfield Public School District, I should say, just held a groundbreaking for new Reed Academy. The new building will house a middle school and that will house grades 6 through 8 and will be built on the same property as the old Reed School. The former Reed, built in the 1920s, was torn down in May of last year. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So the new school building is paid for by a $220 million bond issue that voters approved in April of last year.
Okay. Missouri State University now has a new Master of Business Administration degree focused on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or more commonly called STEM. The school says it'll offer more career opportunities for students, both domestically and internationally. This is apparently the first of its kind degree at a public institution.
Wow. Good for Missouri State.
Yeah, no doubt. That's awesome.
That's great. This is a great story. Congratulations to the Council of Churches of the Ozarks because it just celebrated its first anniversary in its brand new headquarters by burning off the mortgage note.
Ah.
Yeah. The
That would feel so good. Good for them.
Yeah. The $8.2 million building on East Division is now completely paid off. Good for them. That building opened in February of last year. So, man, what a feeling that is. To be able to pay off the mortgage and be done with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you're traveling on or around April 8th, heads up, the FAA says if you are in states that are in the path of the total solar eclipse, it's likely going to see travel delays and just a lot more travelers trying to get to the areas where they can see the eclipse in all of its glory. So be prepared for that. April 8th is the day, but give or take a few days on either way, either the 6th or 7th or maybe the 9th or 10th, beware of that. Cities in both Missouri and Arkansas are in the path of totality along with 11 other states. So just beware. NASA, I thought this was interesting. NASA is actually assisting the FAA with all the flight plans. So pilots have been practicing touch and goes and approaches and everything.
Yeah, that's
like
wild.
That
I wouldn't think just based on what it is that all of that would be necessary. So maybe
what do they know that we don't know?
Exactly.
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
That's what I'm wondering. Because I felt pretty good about things until hearing all of this.
Yeah. So they're practicing touch and goes. They need to practice reroutes. They have to practice hovering. Like there's like a whole list of stuff that the FAA has them practicing. I'm like,
hovering. Oh, I'm glad I'm not flying on that day.
Yeah.
I will, however, be on the ground.
I don't think I am either. I'm not either. Okay. Okay. So if you are out and about and you're wondering about the eclipse, by the way, it starts at 12:36 Central Time. So here at in our town. 12:36 p.m. is when it starts, but it will reach totality around 1:54. So just remember in your mind, right around 2 o'clock, I need to be in place before 2, but right around 2, be in place. The best view of it is like east of here. So like West Plains area. And then the whole thing will be over by 3:12 p.m.
Okay. And we'll see who's still standing.
Yeah. Or hovering in the air or touching down and going. We'll see.
Yes. Who knows? Well, do you need more chicken options? And I think the answer to that is always yes. Springfield is about to get another. This one is called Chick-N Max. The word chick, the letter N, and then Max. Chick-N Max, which says, this is its tagline, that it's home to the better chicken sandwich. Sounds like fighting words to me.
It does.
It is a chain from Wichita. There are 3 locations that are planned in Springfield, in the Springfield area. The first one is expected to open this year. We don't know where exactly yet. Chick-N Max serves smoked chicken and wings, as well as sandwiches and chicken tenders, both of which are fried. They also have, well, smoked, as I said. So I'm anxious to try it. I love a good chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
I haven't been
to Huey Magoo's, by golly. So I'm late to the party.
Yeah, you haven't even been there. I've been there with the kids. I have my favorites. So we'll see if this can take one of my top spots. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Okay, we will end with this. Saturday is the big day for the new Fire in the Hole at Silver Dollar City. It's an updated version, really more than an updated. It's like a rebuild, total rebuild of the classic ride that opened in Ethan's birth year, 1972.
It's a good year.
Old man. I married up, though. It's true. The new ride is an indoor ride in a 5-story tall building, and it has a lot of nods to the now closed original Fire in the Hole.
I know. It's exciting. I feel like that thing went up quick. Maybe because it was a secret while they were building it. Was that true? I can't remember. But
I mean,
it seems like all of a sudden it's done.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was fast. You know what? I have not been to Silver Dollar City in a while, even though I love it. I do. I love it, but it's just I haven't been in a while.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to go and ride Fire in the Hole.
You know, I don't like to spend money, so there's that. Except for on running shoes. But otherwise.
Yeah, I noticed that. I noticed that. We will go ride Fire in the Hole. I'm excited about because the kids were little, they used to love Fire in the Hole, remember?
Yeah.
We'd do it and then come around and ride it again.
Yep.
Griffin loved it.
Yes, it's a great time. It's a great time. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see it. It's their most expensive build, I think they said. It's like it costs them more than like Mystic River and Time Traveler. And so that's interesting.
Yeah, I kind of feel like every new ride is going to be the most expensive because nothing is cheaper than it used to be. So, you know, you buy all the supplies and you got to pay the planners and all the stuff that you have to pay for.
I don't want to misquote it, but I'm pretty sure they said 30 million. Is that right?
I don't know.
I think it was 30 million. Anyway.
But rarely are you ever going to get a cheaper ride than your last ride.
True. True, true. Okay. Well, that's it.
Any contests? Anything?
Of course. Yes. We tell you to enter every day. Do it aroundtheozarks.com. Go to our website and then click on contest and you will see the family 4-pack for the Springfield Cardinals baseball game on April 12th at home. And then the fireworks show to boot. It's going to be a great time. So
all right.
You can get those 4 tickets and we hope that you will enter to win aroundtheozarks.com.
Do it. We give away good prizes. That's for sure. Hey, thank you for watching. Thanks for listening. If you're listening to the audio version, don't change the dial because Abby Dyer's Wake Up Weather will be on in just 30 seconds. If you prefer the video version, you can watch Abby's forecast on Facebook, on our app, Around the Ozarks, or at aroundtheozarks.com. Lots of options for you. We hope you have a fantastic Thursday, and we'll see you back here on Friday.
I thought you were about to think it was the weekend, and I was going to have to burst your bubble, but I'm glad that you recognize. Nope, it's not quite.
I'm already looking forward to the weekend, yes. But not quite yet.
All right. See ya.
It's time for Around the Ozarks Wake Up Weather, sponsored by Scooters Coffee and Rescue Towing. Here's your host, meteorologist Abby Dyer.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, March 28th. And once again, this morning, we are waking up with some frigid temperatures in the Ozarks, below freezing once again. You might see a little bit of frost, a potential hard freeze for many areas across the Ozarks this morning. But the good news is the warming trend is off in the forecast, and we are likely going to see We're going to see temperatures warm up as we head into the course of the afternoon. And really, I have some lovely days ahead. Even yesterday, with temperatures in the 50s, it ended up being a pretty nice day. With the sunshine out, things are feeling pretty good across the Ozarks. And even though we've had some really cold mornings, the afternoons have ended up being really nice. That warming trend, it gets better today. And I have 60s in the forecast for the afternoon high. It's going to be a beautiful day to get out and about. The wind's not too strong today, and the warmer weather continues to build in each and every day in this extended forecast. Another frosty start, though, so you might want to make it one of those days where you dress in layers. You need the thicker coat early this morning, probably just a light jacket by the afternoon. It looks beautiful across the Ozarks with high temperatures of about 65 degrees, ample sunshine to enjoy, beautiful Thursday weather conditions for us. The warming trend, it continues all the way through the end of the work week. We're going to have nice conditions in store for you on Friday. A little bit breezy tomorrow, but really overall pretty nice. Temperatures are going to stay really nice for the holiday weekend. In fact, I have numbers this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, that will be about 10 to 15 degrees above seasonal averages for this time of the year. Windy weather is in the forecast for Friday. We'll see winds gusting in excess of 30 miles an hour on Friday. That's the breezy day with a strong south wind in the forecast. And then overall, we're looking at a nice holiday weekend. On Easter Sunday, we will have some storms that we need to discuss. I think a couple of things are in the forecast here that could change plans for Sunday. That's going to be particularly true in the evening. Across the country, what we're talking about is rainy and stormy weather for much of the Southeast. That's going to continue through the course of today. Unsettled weather is then in the forecast for the Pacific Northwest. They've had very active weather so far this month. That continues for them today. And then a warming trend is in store for the central portion of the universe. It's going to be a really nice stretch of days that I'm expecting. It has to do with football or soccer. Which country first started using the term soccer? The options that I gave you were A, England, B, America, C, Brazil, or D, France. Now, this is a bit of a trick question because we only call it soccer here in America. That's kind of an American thing, but the answer is not B. It is actually A. Would you believe this? The country that first started using the terms, a group of students from the University of Oxford, they wanted to distinguish the sport of rugby football from association football, which is what we know as soccer. So they would use the terms rugby football and association football. They shortened the word association to be soccer. Sometimes they would spell that S-O-C-K-E-R, soccer, but they called it soccer. The name quickly spread on campus at the University of Oxford. Many people in England use the term soccer to talk about that association football. So it actually came from England and then it started catching on. We started calling it soccer here in America and they thought, oh, that's not cool anymore. Let's go back to football. Let's distinguish this, back to football. But they actually started it. We, of course, here in America now use the term soccer, but A, England, the answer to the brain twist. It was only after the term caught on that they thought, we must go back and call it football. And then the Americans keep calling it soccer. Soccer's getting pretty popular here in the United States too now. A lot of leagues and some success for the American team beating Mexico recently several times now. So gaining popularity here, maybe the term soccer will start catching on again in other countries. Here's a look at the weather brain twister question that I leave you with for tomorrow. People believed what would cure a toothache? Do you think it was A, chewing on grass, B, swishing beer in your mouth, C, kissing a donkey, or D, rubbing a rock on your mouth? Curing a toothache. Toothaches are the worst. I guess you would try anything. Which one of these do you think that German folks would try in the Middle Ages? Chewing on grass, swishing beer in your mouth, kissing a donkey, or rubbing a rock on your mouth? You can let me know your guess. That's at AroundTheOzarks.com. Thank you so much to our sponsors, Scooters Coffee and Rescue Towing. It's going to be a great day in the Ozarks. 65 degrees, sunshine in the forecast for you today on this Thursday. So don't let the frosty start fool you. It'll end up being a pretty nice day. Wind chill values in the mid-20s early, but that gets better. Southwest wind in the forecast today at 6 to 10 miles an hour. It's going to be a great day. I hope you enjoy it. Even warmer weather on deck for us on Friday. I am expecting that we see temperatures back to the mid-70s on Saturday. By Easter Sunday, we're still in the 70s. And then it looks like a period of unsettled weather Sunday night through Monday of next week. But the holiday weekend overall is looking pretty good. Good news for us. I hope everyone enjoys the day. Thanks for listening. I'll chat with you again tomorrow morning.